Jon Stewart is back at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition wherever you get your podcasts.
Late Show Pod Show listeners can get 20% off on all Late Show with Stephen Colbert merchandise on ParamountShop.com. That's 20% off at checkout on all Late Show shirts, mugs, accessories, and more with code TLS20 at ParamountShop.com. It's The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert.
Welcome back, everybody. My next guest is an actor, a writer, and director of the movies Away From Her and Take This Waltz. Her latest film is Women Talking. Please welcome to The Late Show, Sarah Polley. So nice to meet you.
So nice to meet you.
Tuesday night, you have besides being a director with a new film, you also have a memoir called Run Toward the Danger, which I want to get into in just a moment here. But you had an event at the Strand Bookstore here in New York on Tuesday night with the great Frances McDormand. There, the two of you are together. She interviewed you. You moderated this evening. I've never had a chance to interview her, spend time with her. What was she like? She asked tough questions?
There's not like a lot of niceties. She gets to the point.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty direct. But the thing that she did last night that was so amazing is she read from the book, and I had this amazing experience of hearing my innermost thoughts read by Frances McDormand, which I actually think is an experience we should all have. You start
so
to believe yourself.
In some way, sort of like playing you to you.
Yeah, but as Frances McDormand too, so now I hear my voice as very confident.
I wouldn't mind picturing myself as Frances McDormand.
It's really therapeutic.
Now, the book, as I said before, it's called Run Toward the Danger, which is an evocative and an attractive idea. Where's that title come from for you? What's that mean?
So I had a concussion in 2015. A very large fire extinguisher fell on my head.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I had a concussion that lasted for about 3.5 years, on and off.
What does that... I'm sorry, what does that mean, like a concussion? Because I think I probably had them briefly, you know, when I was a kid. How does that manifest itself over a long period of time?
So it came and went in intensity, but brain fog, headaches, enormous sensitivity to light and noise, impossible to multitask. I certainly wasn't going to be making a film again. And so I did all kinds of treatments, went to all kinds of doctors. A lot of the advice was go lie in a dark room, rest, listen to your body, listen to your limitations. And I finally found my way to the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center with an amazing doctor named Dr. Michael Collins, who said to me, if you remember only one thing from this meeting, remember this, run towards the danger. And by that, he meant all of the things I'd been avoiding, and because they were too much for my head, where I had to go lie in a dark room, or avoiding things that triggered symptoms, were things I had to do more of. So my brain was becoming weaker at what I was avoiding out of anxiety.
Oh, so desensitize yourself to that stimulus.
Yeah, and kind of you have to just move towards the things that make you very uncomfortable, and that's the only way you're going to get better.
So what does that mean on a broader sense to you? Because you name your book this, I assume, because that has resonance in the rest of your life and your work. What does that mean to you generally now?
I mean, I think it was a real paradigm shift. I think I'm someone who's listened to their anxiety a lot in their life in terms of listening to my limitations. And
sure.
I think it really made me think these are actually challenges. These are exciting obstacles to overcome, that the things I'm afraid of, I can move alongside the anxiety. I don't even have to overcome it. I can just move with it and still do the things that are uncomfortable. And there's tremendous payoff in that.
How do you feel now? I mean, how is your head now?
Within 6 weeks of being at that program, I was completely better.
After 3.5 years of suffering through this.
Yeah.
That's extraordinary.
It was amazing.
Well, another thing about Frances McDormand is she optioned the 2018 novel Women Talking, which you've adapted and directed. And she also acts in the film and is a producer. We've already said, like, she's got an enormous amount of confidence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she seems fun but tough. Is she intimidating to work with at all?
I mean, she is really fun, and she has an enormously kind heart. But she does cut to the chase. So, like, there was a guy who was our host at the Strand named Walker last night, and there's just a moment where suddenly I just heard, Walker, how about a toilet? You know, it's like you just get straight to the actual thing you're talking about.
What was it like meeting her originally with this when she came to you with the book?
I mean, I was thrilled because it was a book, Women Talking by Miriam Taves is a book that I loved so much. And I had actually reached out when I found out she had the rights. And she and Dee Dee Gardner, who are producing it together, reached out to me on the same day. Mm. So it felt very meant to be and very exciting.
I understand you hadn't directed in a long time. You know, as you said, you certainly couldn't direct for this. It had been 10 years. Mm-hmm. Did you approach directing differently after this than you did before?
Yeah, I mean, I felt so grateful every day just to be able to do the job and to be able to collaborate with people. And, it sounds trite, but it was really a true sense of euphoria every day, being able to do a job that required imagination and collaboration and multitasking. And also, I'd had 3 kids in the last 10 years, and that was a big part of the reason I took the time off. And I think the stakes just feel lower with everything after 3 kids,
Nothing can be as hard as 3 kids.
No, I was all the people I was working with had fully developed frontal lobes. No one yelled about the wrong size spoon. It was really easy.
Well, the film has got an extraordinary cast. Claire Foy, Rooney Mara, Jesse Buckley, extraordinary actress. What is it about? And we have a clip here if you could set up what we're about to see.
Sure. So Women Talking is about a group of women in an isolated religious colony. There has been a series of sexual assaults over many, many years. We don't see this in the film. This is the backdrop. Mm-hmm. And they gather when the men have been caught, the men have gone to jail. All of the men of the colony have left to bail out the men. The women are left to decide the fate of their colony. Are they going to stay and fight? Are they going to stay and do nothing and forgive the men? Or are they going to leave and build their own colony? So the film follows this very rigorous, passionate debate between these women. And in the clip we're about to see, some of the more sticky questions are getting asked, like, what if we have the wrong guys?
Jim?
We must consider this.
No. No, that is not our responsibility because we aren't in charge of whether or not they are punished. We know that we've been attacked by men, not by ghosts or Satan, as we were led to believe for so long. We know that we've not imagined these attacks, that we were made unconscious with cow tranquilizer. We know that we are bruised and infected and pregnant and terrified and insane, and some of us are dead. We know that we must protect our children regardless of who is guilty.
All right, Salome, thank you. Please sit down.
Besides being a director and an author, you started acting when you were very young. Here you are. How old are you when you're doing this?
I think I'm 5, but when I was a kid, I used to lie and say I was 4 because it meant I'd been doing it for longer, but I think I'm 5.
And do you... what was this experience like for you as a kid? Not everybody enjoys being a child actor later when they look at it.
Yeah.
At the time they want to do it, there's a lot of excitement being around these adults and doing this adult thing and getting the attention. Mm-hmm. But what was that like for you? And you have kids. Do you encourage them to do it?
No. I do not encourage them to do it. I would say, in general, it's a really weird thing to have kids in a professional environment amongst people who are not trained to be around children. It doesn't make a ton of sense. I don't know how ethical it is. So I don't encourage any of my 3 kids to do that as children. If they want to do it when they're older, great. Mm-hmm.
Do they come to set with you?
They came on this set because with COVID protocols, the only way they could come was by being background performers. And my oldest kid, of course, wants desperately to be a child actor because every button must be pushed. So they kind of negotiated their way on set and did a lot of, every time I would talk to the kids on set who I was very uncomfortable having there and say, anytime you're uncomfortable, anytime you need to leave or take a break, just let us know, you don't need to be here. And my oldest would be like, we know, stop boring us with your childhood. We're fine. So, yes, they very much want to be actors, and they will not be until they're older.
Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Sarah, it was so lovely to meet you.
Thank
you for being here.
Thank you.
Women Talking is in select theaters December 23rd, and Run Toward Danger is available now. Sarah Paula, everybody.
happy holidays from the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. We're dropping your favorite Colbert classics with the biggest stars until we're back on January 3rd with all new episodes. Watch The Late Show with Stephen Colbert weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central on CBS and Paramount+. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Late Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Enjoying this episode of The Late Show Pod Show? Then head to cohst.app/lateshow or visit the link in the description to fill out our quick 2-minute survey all about getting to know you.
Rise and shine, football fans. Start your day the right way with Morning Footy, a podcast that covers every aspect of the global game, headlines, match previews, analysis, interviews, culture, fashion, and plenty of banter. Join as we track the thrills and spills of Europe's biggest title races, the business end of the Champions League season, a summer packed with international competitions, MLS, NWSL, and much more. Subscribe to Morning Footy.